I am so excited about this episode of Your Launch Flopped. Let's talk about it because this is something that I hear so often on the online space of like, my launch failed, it flopped, it sucked, like fill in the blank. So at some point, we've all felt like this. So I first want you to know that you are absolutely not alone. And there's so much that I want to dig into in this, and I'm going to do my very best to like make it concise. But this probably will not be the last episode because there's just so much that there's so many directions that we can go. So if this resonates with you, please let me know so I know to do more of these types of episodes, because I'm going to do everything I can to like pack this one full, but I equally know that you're like super busy. So thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up and Be Wealthy show. This month we are celebrating our year anniversary, and I have an amazing new friend that is the sponsor of today, Kendall Lopez. Like, I'm already obsessed with you, like in the best way possible. Her mission is to help you feel alive in your business. She is known in the online space as an OBM, which is an online business manager. She can really help you step fully into being the CEO that you desire. She's here to link arms with you to create effortless, manageable, and profitable systems to support you in your business scaling journey. She is passionate about streamlining your business, which is absolutely necessary, your processes, implementing efficient systems to save you valuable time and money. Her goal is to empower you to succeed and thrive in your business. Yes, yes. Together, both of you can prioritize key items that generate high profits and provide significant value to your clients in a heartfelt manner. She has two spots opening and she would love to personalize a plan that meets your needs. Like, already a heart of gold, already like a BFF of mine. She's a new friend, like I mentioned, but totally connect with her because this is something that is absolutely needed. Most CEOs, aka entrepreneurs, are a very creative brain. So like the systems, the logistics, the processes are speaking a foreign language to us. Okay. So connect with Kendall Lopez, an online business manager. She's on Facebook. She's on Instagram. Obviously you can always reach out to me if you're needing help to find her. But let's get into today's episode. So I have launched more times than I can count. I've launched nonprofit events. I've launched actual tangible products. I've launched digital products, services like done-for-you services, coaching, consulting. I've done a lot over 17 years of quote-unquote launching. And before I even knew the term launching, I was always launching. And truly, I think every business owner, even if you're not deeming it as launching, is truly launching because launching really means selling. Now, the trendy term launching is really used on the online space because there's an open cart date and there's a closed cart date. So there's a sense of urgency, right? Now, everyone does different periods of time. Some do a day, some do a weekend, some do a couple weeks, some do a couple months. And so there's different strategies on the online space, but I always think it's so important to pick what's right for you in that moment. Now, if we are continuing to say things like my launch failed, my launch flopped, we get to like obviously feel your feelings, but like let's step back and take a breather because more likely than not, it didn't flop, right? Like right now we're in quote unquote a launch for a summer program called The Wealthy Mama. I have talked about it a handful of times. We've sent out a handful of emails. I guarantee you, most of my audience still does not know about the Wealthy Mama program. Our conversion rate is about, right now with this program, about 1%. Normally, it's much higher in other programs, but this is a new program, right? We literally just started talking about it last week, right? And so we can get in our own head because we are human, right? We can get in our own head so easily because it's like, oh my gosh, I've talked about it a million times. Only one person's bought, or only like three people have bought, and I've been wanting to like sell hundreds of spots or make thousands of dollars or whatever it is. And since you live in your own world and you've talked about it, what feels like a lot, it probably is only scratching the surface. And equally, just because somebody is exposed to something and doesn't immediately buy doesn't mean that they're not going to buy. People live a super busy life, especially if you are selling to people that are moms, especially if you're selling to people that have ADHD, right? If they have day jobs, if they have businesses, there's so many moving parts every hour of the day, all the days of the week, right? And so the more we can just like take a step back, take a breather and say like, okay, like what else can I do to be successful, right? Because like I said, I guarantee you most of my audience does not know about the Wealthy Mama program. It's gonna take a minute, right? So when I can take a step back and be like, okay, what's the next strategy, right? Like you don't win the Super Bowl by just throwing one pass, right? You have to keep going and keep going. And to even get to the Super Bowl, there's so many other steps to get to that game, right? The Holy Grail game. And so I just want us to remind ourselves of this because in order to be great, we've got to like start, right? And you're gonna suck in the beginning, and sucking is not a bad thing, right? Because I look at like my quote unquote failed launches, and truly they were not failures. It was a redirection. It was lessons learned. It was, there was a lot going on in my life. The universe gives you what you can handle. And what I mean by that is you always deserve so much, but really the universe is looking out for you more than you realize. And so we just want to like take a step back and really just as much as we can, just look at it from a different lens, look at it from a different angle, and really just come back with fresh energy. I actually have a launch framework that I want to share with you today. That I think could be really helpful. So launch, L-A-U-N-C-H, okay? So I've got some tips for you with this framework. So first and foremost, the L is leads galore. We need more leads than you can handle. And the reason for that is because some are going to be like early adopters, meaning like the minute you like release the information, whether to your email list or you do Facebook Live or you do like a kickoff event or you just like start talking about it in general. But there's going to be the people that like immediately buy. That's just their personality. They're excited, right? There's a handful of people that are going to like stew on it and like go check their budget, talk to their significant other, like just feel it out. And then they'll buy like in the middle. That's probably the smallest percentage. And then the end people are like your procrastinators, right? They have probably seen you post about it 20 million times. They equally have probably gone to the sales page 20 million times and gotten distracted. And so there's always this like rush of sales typically at the end, the more you launch. And that's another thing that I want to talk about. The more you launch, you're going to get better, right? Just like anything. And like, I don't know about you, but like we've all had bad dates. But do we still believe our person is out there? For sure. We may have a few days or weeks where we're like, oh, I'm, you know, no one's going to be like, I'm never going to find my soulmate. And then like when you least expect it, like you find your person, right? There's love out there for everyone. There are sales out there for everyone and for everything. If you're willing to put in the time and energy, if you're willing to stand the test of time, there are going to be highs and lows in every launch. There's going to be highs and lows in every business. And so the more we can stabilize you mentally, it can make a world of a difference. So leads galore. We need all the leads. Honestly, you should be generating leads before you even think about launching. So obviously we want to know what you're launching because we need to like attract that type of person. But I want you to have like a ridiculous amount of leads so that the day we launch, you have this extreme group of people that are like, oh my gosh, like tell me when you're launching because I'm so excited, right? That's what we want. So there is that like ramp up period that when we do that part really, really well, I call this the pre-launch. The pre-launch is just as important as the actual launch. So there could be some room for improvement for lead gen. Okay, so as I go through all of these in the framework, I want you to really think about like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm not putting enough energy into that. I could do better there. So we want to look for some opportunities as I'm talking this out with you. The A is action. A lot of action, a lot of aligned action. There are so many ways you can promote your launch, so many ways that you can reach out to people, and we can all do this in a way that feels good. That's why I said aligned launching. Okay, so there's just so many things that we can do. We can never not do enough, which can be a tricky, slippery slope because you're like, oh, I don't want to burn out or I don't want to feel desperate, right? So it's just coming to all of these actions that you're doing and doing it from a lot an aligned energy so that way it feels really, really good. Okay, the U is unique marketing strategies. We've got to stand out. Unfortunately, you can't just be good at what you do anymore. I know it sucks. Wouldn't it just be easier if we could just all like click our heels, like Wizard of Oz, and be like, there's no place like $1 million. There's no place like $1 million. And then it's just like, boom, your launch, sells out and it's just an amazing, success. And you're just drinking the champagne and eating the cheesecake. But we've got to stand out. Like, unfortunately, you're not just good at what you do. You've got to be good at marketing. You do. Or you're gonna have to hire somebody that is. It doesn't mean that it replaces you, but like we need some really unique marketing strategies so that way you can stand out. Because I already know that you're amazing at what you do, but we've got to be amazing. We got to get amazing at marketing. The N is no way they can say no. This is a really unique strategy that not a lot of people talk about. So you're smart for listening to this podcast episode because where is their opportunity? Can we add bonuses? Can we add payment plans? What can we do to make it so irresistible that people are just like, I'd be silly not to say yes to this. Like the more irresistible we can make it, the better. Cheaper is not always better. That is not always irresistible. Okay. But bonuses are irresistible. A trip experience makes it irresistible. Like I could talk all day long, but we want to really tap into your person and see like what would get them really, really excited. The C is clear and consistent planning. Okay. And this is going to change in real time. Okay. I always laugh at my launch plan because I'm like, okay, that just went out the window because we got to adapt. But the more we can keep clear and consistent, the better. Meaning like we're in it. Right? We're getting messy, but we're in it. We're consistently in it. We're getting as clear as we possibly can. We're replanning, like we're erasing things that need to be erased and we're moving accordingly. Because if you don't get a lot of instant buyers, then we've got to see like, okay, like did we not do enough lead gen? Doesn't mean that you will have a launch that doesn't do well, but we've just got to really pay attention to like, okay, like what is this telling us? Like, do we need to talk about it in a different way? Do we need to make it more irresistible? Like, it's not over until you say it's over. Okay. And the H is help them solve a huge problem and could also create huge profits for them. Okay. Like, what problem is keeping your person up at night? And how can we help, like, make this a no-brainer for them and to the point where it solves a huge problem, like emotionally for them, but could yield high profits. Even if you are not directly in business, like B2B, meaning like I do sales and marketing. So it's a little bit easier for people to like get their head behind, like, oh my gosh, like this can help me create money. Every type of business can do this. And the reason why I know this is like years ago, when I lost 40 pounds, that technically has nothing to do with business. I got to a point where it was such a problem, such a pain point for me. I did not love when I like looked in the mirror. I did not have true, authentic confidence that I really didn't care what it cost. I truly did not care what it cost. I said, here's my credit card. And guess what happened from that? I started to lose weight. I started to gain confidence. I would not be literally having the business that I have today if it wasn't for that moment, right? So it has yielded everything from that moment, right? Like truly, I can go back and think about like what was like one of the biggest pivotal moments of my, you know, journey, and that was it, right? Because it gave me the confidence to build up the nonprofit organization and then gave me the confidence to start going into personal development, which then gave me the confidence to start a side business, right? And it just like keeps going and going and going, right? So it was this beautiful domino effect that happened, right? So like health and fitness coaches, hello, like there's so much that you can talk about when it comes to the huge profits that it can create for people to invest in their health and fitness. And even if they aren't business owners, it can benefit their relationships. Maybe their marriage is having some challenges, or maybe they want to go in for a raise, but they're not feeling confident in their own skin, right? Like there's just so much that we could do to talk about not our product, but talk about the problem, how your product can solve that problem, and also then all the added benefits, i.e. profits, more joy, more success, right? Like more everything, more peace, right? So we can just really, we want to get in the head of who you are trying to work with so we can clearly articulate to them, like, here is the Holy Grail. Like you've been looking for this. Don't look any further. Here it is, right? You're already most likely sold on your own thing, but we get to remind ourselves that like the world is like levels removed, like multiple levels removed from your product that like one, they probably have not had exposure to it. Two, they may not know you enough, right? So there's just so much that goes into a successful launch that we really need to take a step back and say, okay, it was not a flopped launch. We learned a ton. Let's take those lessons because those are data, and let's go back and do it again and again and again and again. Even if it took you 5 years to build a super successful business and you had to launch, you know, let's say, I don't know, 25 times or something more or something less, would you be willing to do it, right? Like we've got to understand the trade-offs here, because the trade-off is either we don't launch and we don't make the money that you desire. And more importantly, you don't change the lives that you know that you want to change, right? So that's the trade-off. Or we start getting really, really good at launching, right? No one goes into the kitchen for the first time and could make a souffle from scratch, right? Like if they've done it before, then they can do it again, right? They have to figure it out, right? No one gets on a bike for the first time and knows how to ride a bike. No one jumps in a pool and knows instantly how to swim, right? Like there's so many things that we do to lead up to anything in life that your launches are no different, right? But then we put this pressure on ourselves of like, this must be a six-figure launch. I must be successful, right? Take the pressure off. Be so excited about like, oh my gosh, my focus for this launch is to get in front of this many people. Because when I know I get in front of this many people, I'm going to get so good at public speaking. More people are going to give me feedback on my product, right? They are going to, they're going to buy, right? And it's going to be a magical experience. And I'm going to learn so much. When you start to position it in your brain of like, I'm going to learn so much, I'm going to have so much fun, I'm going to change so many lives. Guess what? When you launch again, the people that didn't buy in the previous launch, they're still going to be watching. They're way more warmed up this time. And then when you launch again and again and again, there are some people that have been in my ecosystem for years and are just now pulling out their wallet, right? That is patience, my friend, right? And I am probably one of the most patient people. I don't know how. I don't. Some days I'm like, okay, I'm losing my patience. Hashtag mom life. But when it comes to people and their transformation, I am equally excited, but I am equally patient, because I know when they finally get to that moment where they're like, I don't care what it costs, just like me, and I am so excited, and I'm going to do whatever you say, that's when the transformation happens. It has to be from within. If I'm trying to like beg them, chase them, like trying to get them to show up, like it's not going to be sustaining, right? Like, so the more it like literally is them coming to you. Now, this does not mean that you shouldn't reach out to people. You shouldn't follow up, do all of those things because people need it, right? But when they find you, you just know this feeling. Like you've had it yourself with things that you've bought, right? When you have this feeling, it's just, it hits differently and you show up differently and you get different results, but yet it could be the same exact container. It's all about divine timing, right? So what does that mean for you as a business owner? We get to lead gen and 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 lead gen, AKA go out and find amazing human beings and start getting in their world. Okay. This is what I am so good at. So much that I am throwing a dream client party, which I'm so excited about in June, at the end of June. So I'm going to help you find dream clients, and it's going to be we're going to make it a magical day of just fun. I'm going to like show you more of these type of frameworks, like help you work on your mindset, get you so excited, give you an action plan. There'll obviously be more that you can do after that day, but I just like want to throw a huge virtual celebration. If you want the information on that, just DM me. A virtual party in June. I'll know exactly what you're talking about and you'll get the first ticket. And I'm going to make tickets free and then have a VIP pass. If you want a VIP pass, then you can pay for that, but general admission will be free. And, we just get to get more money in more women's hands, and it really can be simple. But there's just like really key pieces of the puzzle that you could be missing. And I really do feel confident that I can support you with that. And I want to show you that, at the dream client party. So I'm super excited about it. So just DM me if you want early access. I have literally not talked about it anywhere else. So like, if I know that you're watching this and you DM me, it's kind of like the speakeasy. I'll be like, oh my gosh, they're one of the, like the top lifers because they're watching something super special. So, I have so much more that I can talk to you about this. I hope that this was valuable, and please give us a 5-star review on the Wake Up and Be Wealthy show and share it with a girlfriend, and let's get you launching and just feeling so much better about it. I know you can do it. I believe in you. I love you. You are thebomb.com. I'll see you at the virtual party in June, and I'm getting childcare and I'm so excited. It's all coming together. Trust this process. Believe in it. Your dream clients are out there. I promise you that. And they are going to pay you top dollar, appreciate you so much, be gentle with you, give you grace, and you guys are both going to grow together. And I just can't wait for you to experience that level. It is quite magical, and it is so close. It is so close for you, and I'm so excited for you.